Wow. An open window to the bedroom. They must be so trusting. That's a great sign. Well, I'll just let myself in and start packing. Oh, sorry, my dear. Did I wake you? Don't mind me. I'm just getting a few things packed for you. I can see great in the dark, and I like some of these outfits you have. I think they're going to look fantastic on you. Of course, we have to make sure we pack warm. Humans can be so frail, and I don't want you getting sick. No, you're not dreaming. Here, I'll light a candle so you can see me. Protect your eyes. Hi. Oh, did I startle you? Sorry. Hey, it's okay. Look, I'm backing away. My hands are up. You're safe. I promise you're safe. Nothing is going to hurt you, least of all me. Yes, I know I'm a vampire, but I'm full. I had a big breakfast after I woke up. You poor thing. Humans get really confused when they wake up and it's still dark out, right? I love that. And they look so sweet when they blink their little eyes, like baby moles. Who am I? I thought you were expecting me. Did they not tell you my name? It's Claves. It's an old name, but I'm an old vampire. I already know your name. I'm the one from the contract you were told about. That's great. I didn't think you were going to be a funny human who makes jokes. And this is great. We're already laughing together. You what? You really don't know? Oh dear. That really, really complicates things. Your grandparents didn't tell you? They died when you were young. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. This is awkward. I'm not really good at talking with humans. They make me hungry. You smell amazing, by the way. Oh, how do I explain? Your grandparents made a deal with me a long time ago. You see, you're part of a special bloodline. Yes, you and all your ancestors have a blood that's rare and extremely delicious. Ugh, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. But vampires can be greedy, and when the blood tastes so amazing, it's really hard to stay in control. That's right. Eventually your grandparents were the only special ones left. I found them when I was a young vampire, and I really wanted to eat them. I'd just been turned, and I was starving. But your grandmother was clever and made a deal with me. If I left them alone for one generation, I could have their first grandchild. See? It's all here in this contract. And that's you on the dotted line. I had to wait until you were the proper age. You just had a birthday, right? Happy birthday. Humans say that, I think. Do they still say that? Oh no, I'm not going to kill you. I've matured a lot, and I'm a very gentle drinker now. I was going to take you to a beautiful little cabin I have in the mountains. It has all the things you need, like a bed, a fireplace, and lots of food. And books. I got books for you too. I wasn't sure what you liked, so there's a little bit of everything. Are you a big reader? Oh, none of this is going how I thought it was going to go. I didn't want to kidnap anyone. Excuse me, I just need to have a seat at the edge of your bed for a moment. Oh, wow. Even your blankets smell good. You know, vampires would give anything to catch even a whiff of you. This is all wrong. You were supposed to be expecting me. And you were supposed to know my name and what I looked like. I haven't had a haircut in decades because I wanted you to recognize me. Also, I'm not sure if my hair grows. This is just a big disappointment. I've been looking forward to knowing you for so long. It's been very lonely for me these past few decades. I kept myself busy by building a home for us and thinking about what kind of human you would be. There's all these flowers around the cabin. There's these tiny white ones that look like lace, and big purple ones that grow in bushes. I would daydream about us walking around at night, and you could tell me what the flowers are called. Do you know much about flowers? Ah, I see. I feel so foolish. I had no idea that you didn't know that all of this had been arranged. I never even considered. Look, can I ask you something? I don't mean to push. You've already been so patient with me while I work through all this. I'm just a strange vampire on your bed going through your clothes in the middle of the night. I'm so sorry. Are you happy right now with your life? I see. Let's make a deal. Will you please come stay with me and let me drink from you for a season? It's hard to be a vampire right now. I just want to flee the mainland and I don't know why. I think I'm scared, but I don't know what I'm scared of. But if you're not happy after a season together, then you have my word. I will deliver you safely back to this very bed. And I'll leave you alone forever. I just think you'll like it in the mountains with me. I think I could be really good company for a human. And if I'm not, you can just sleep at night. You'd have the whole place to yourself during the day. I don't want to lord this contract over you. I grew tired of hurting humans a long time ago. So the choice is all yours. You will? You'll come with me. Oh, thank you. You won't regret it. Can I give you a hug? You're so brave to leave everything behind for a vampire that thinks you're a rare delicacy. But I'm touched by your trust. I promise I'm going to keep you safe and happy. And when I drink from you, it will feel like a gentle kiss. Come on, let's finish packing for you. I can pick out some of your outfits if you draft a letter for people to find in the morning, okay? We're already a team. Oh, I'm so excited. I don't know how you've already become so precious to me. I spent years imagining how good we would be together. And you're better than any daydream. Or nightdream, I guess. Thank you. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you.